For a better world.
Better on the world.
Dude, whoa.
All the way around.
My heart. I love you.
Every little piece of my heart.
I swear.
There we go.
Oh, I swear.
I'll be there.
I'd rather be watching Justice League.
What?
No, come on.
I'd rather relive BVS.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I know that's not true.
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't remember the movie, so.
We gotta sing.
Yeah, but you don't want to. You know you don't want to.
Here's the question, ready?
It saves me.
Speaking
from
of Philly bands of Philly.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Philly bands.
Boys to Men.
Yep.
Or Hall & Oates.
Oh, man.
Hall & Oates. My God.
Whoa.
Hall & Oates.
Whoa.
Wow.
You guys are making this way more difficult than it needs to be. It's Hall & Oates.
Yeah. I go Hall & Oates. I mean, they have more hits.
They have
but Boys to Men is like...
Hall & Oates are still going.
Boys to Men all became producers and made all these other songs that you love, and you just didn't know they produced it.
So we don't know about them, so it's Hall & Oates.
Stop. That doesn't mean anything.
You're so mean. You big old meanie.
Yep.
All right. I guess we should start officially. I don't know how much of that's in the front of this one.
All of it.
Hey, what episode number are we up to?
Didn't we retcon?
Yeah, no, but we're on like 110 or something.
And it worked?
Yeah, it did work. We knew 52 renumbered and then we legacy renumbered. It's a new number one, right?
It's a new number one. New number one.
Hey everybody, welcome! Case and Scals! Woo!
Legacy renumbering, new 52 style.
It's like...
It's a new number one, baby!
Probably. whatever number it is, I think it's like 110 or something.
Number one, got it.
Yeah, whatever. None of this matters. You guys don't care.
Nobody even listens anymore.
That's not true.
Just us.
That's not true.
And
our super fan?
What up, super fan? Doug!
Yeah.
Hi, Doug.
Doug, you rule.
At least we have a fan.
He's listening, I think.
Yeah, he usually listens. He's on a tape delay. Yeah, he listens.
Is he listening right
now? I mean, so...
He's in the closet.
We're kind of delayed.
That's weird, because we don't have a closet in this room.
Oh, man, you don't. What kind of communist room is this? Well, how are you guys?
I'm good.
Good. Olivia, you're good?
Yeah.
How good? Scale from 1 to 10, how good are you right now?
6.
That's not terrible. Cliff, scale 1 to 10, how are you right now?
Probably like a 3.5.
Oh, man.
Jesus, Cliff.
Wow, I'm like an 8. That's rare for me. I'm loving stuff.
Loving life.
No.
We're all having whiskey, by the way.
Yeah,
so
we
this
are.
Is, this might be the beginning of like a drunk cast, maybe.
That's
not. We're not going to get drunk, but...
No. You have a... Thimble.
I have a thimble of whiskey. And Andre the Giant's thimble of whiskey.
I will never ask you to sew anything ever. Not even if I need your help.
Oh God, it's stuck.
All right, everybody. Well, this is Capes and Scales, episode 110-ish, and nobody cares about the number. I secretly care about the number because I feel like people are
I know you secretly care because you keep saying 110, and you get a little annoyed every time I say it's. Episode number one!
Yeah, I care a little bit. Because this podcast has been going like 10 years or something stupid.
So we're averaging like 11 a year. That's almost one a month.
Almost.
That's almost regular.
I will never be regular. So I feel like...
How are you? How have you been?
I've been great. I got a lot of stories. I'm actually just going to... We'll go into them. I'm not going to tell you too much.
Oh.
Well, we've done a lot since last we've been together. And I don't even have too much news because I knew, like, so much has happened. You guys both, as of this going up anyways, will have had your birthdays,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. So you don't have to say how old you are.
I'm 30.
Oh, shit. She said it so downtrodden and stared into her shot glass thimble.
I'm 30. I should, like, no longer give a fuck about anything.
That's what I do.
But, like, I still do a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I really shouldn't.
You just gotta enjoy life. That's
I'll be 29, but one of my coworkers thought I was 40.
Whoa!
Yeah.
29 going on 40.
I know sometimes I look a little haggard, but I didn't think that much.
Jeez, you must have had a really awful day when you came to that conclusion.
But then you got the opposite, where your coworker can't believe you're more than 23.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means. But
that you look younger than you are. And apparently I'm a middle-aged man.
Yeah. I mean, mentally you act like a middle-aged man.
I go older than that. I'm an old man.
Yeah. We're in our smoking jackets right now.
Smoking it up in the smoking room. That would be so
cool. Get our
cool.
Whiskeys and smokes. And
yeah, why can't we just be old fogies now?
I mean, I'm basically an old person now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the end of the world is coming. So who cares?
That's what REM's been saying.
Mm-hmm. Since like 85 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been saying it since they were relevant. Sorry, Michael Stipe. Come at me, Michael Stipe. You seem like a douche.
He gave a really good speech at
douche
Nirvana's Hall of Fame induction.
Because he's friends with Courtney Love. That's why.
Ooh, yeah.
Douche. I thought he was friends with Cobain, too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
You watch.
Who really wants to be friends with Courtney Love?
That
nobody.
Guy.
Nobody with good taste. God, I watched that documentary about Nirvana and just watching her and how she was.
The one that
the daughter made? Yeah.
I don't know. Is it the one on HBO?
Yeah.
Where
one?
She was like topless almost all.
Yes.
Nobody wanted to see that.
Right, but that was all home videos that like the daughter gave for them to make, and I guess she had something to do with it production wise. Like mm-hmm. she was hands on. And after watching that, I was just like, of course he blew his head. Like, are you kidding me? Dealing with her? Holy shit.
Aww.
Yeah, like, of course. You guys want to talk about what you did for your birthdays?
Yeah, we went to this place in Cherry Hill called Bury the Hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Bury the Hatchet in Cherry Hill. I don't know the address or phone number, but...
I don't know the address. It's on Only Ave.
Oh, it's on Only Ave. Got it.
There's an E.
Oh, no. Only.
Only.
Not only.
It's on the Irish side.
O-L-N-E-Y.
And throw axes at a dartboard.
It's fantastic. My second time going there, I had a lot of fun.
My second time. Both times I've been, there's been something wrong with the building.
Yes.
The first time, the plumbing didn't work, so they had porta-potties. Mm-hmm. And this most recent time, the air conditioner was broken.
It was brutal, because it was a very busy Saturday. Every lane was full. If you haven't been to one of these places, it's like a giant dartboard on the wall, and it's lanes almost like a batting cage. This is probably the best comparison.
Yeah.
It's batting cage meets darts.
Yep, and you throw axes, and it's a lot of fun. Now, Cliff, you've gone, the one time you went with just your father, and you guys said you got very tired because it was just, like, hours.
Yeah, so
nonstop.
You have to make, we didn't know that you have to make, reservations.
Right, you just impulse went in.
Yeah, we got there at, like, 10:30 on a Sunday, right. And I didn't know we were supposed to make reservations for 10 to 12, or 2-hour windows. But they let us, because there was only one other group there, they let us go in, and we, you know, knew that we were only going to get an hour and a half. So we threw axes for like an hour and a half, nonstop. I've never been more sore in my life.
Right.
I couldn't sit up out of bed. Sneezing hurt so much. And it's like, not like your upper abs. For me, it was like all like lower abs, like right like your waistline.
Right.
That like just killed. But they did let us do more crazy stuff since it was just the two of us and it wasn't really full. So we did a lot of like throwing two axes at once. Trying to throw one underhand and overhand at the same time.
Your underhanded throw was sick.
The first one was the bullseye on my first throw.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, there you go.
Cliff's couldn't even, like, do it.
But we had 10 people in total there.
Right.
And 8 people throwing axes.
I think 8's the sweet spot, because you can do the tournament really well. And
well, we were grouped up with 4 ladies.
Yep.
Which, they were nice. They had a much better spread of food than we did.
Yeah, they had, like, hummus and crackers. It was, like, my kind of party.
Yeah, no, hummus party all day long. But they had fun. They got even more than us. The more they drank, the better they got.
Yeah.
To where they were almost scary.
Yeah, the place is BYOB, but it's just beer and wine. They don't let you do hard liquor,
which is a shame,
but understandable
and a shame.
Yeah,
we could go there like 10 o'clock on a Sunday, like you said, and just like we have flasks, leave us alone. Axe Master, I brought one for you.
But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to when we go back.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think the music was too loud this time.
Yeah.
I couldn't
hear
our guy.
It was way too loud.
That's the only real complaint I have. Otherwise, it's a fun time. I felt bad for our guy. Like, he was losing his voice. Robin, what's up?
Yeah, Robin.
I told you to listen to this when I went with my dad in, like, April.
Yep.
I hope you heard this.
I mean, if you didn't,
you were cool fun. Then, you're still cool, and maybe I'll get you the next time. I'll request you.
Yeah, special request.
I don't know if they do that, but...
Oh, they'll do it.
You make a big enough scene in an axe place, they do it.
Maybe they'll let you throw the big one.
Yeah, that was the one time they wouldn't let us throw the 3-foot axe.
Yeah, that looked tricky.
Well, the kid that threw it was standing behind the safety line.
Yeah.
To have enough space for the axe to actually rotate.
Right. And he did okay, considering. But yeah, there were people around. Like, he really couldn't keep doing that.
Yeah.
But he took a shot, and it was interesting. And he was a tall kid, so I was like, I don't know how that's going to turn out. I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine like, Looney Tunes stuff, where, like, the axe handle separates from the actual axe. It goes flying back.
My dad was concerned the one throw that your wife made, mm-hmm. where the handle hit the board,
oh, yeah.
and it shot straight back.
Yeah. One of her first throws. My wife had a great time, by the way, but one of her first throws is technically a bullseye, I guess, right? Because the handle hit dead center and
yeah.
then bounced back. Olivia, you had a great throw early on, too, where you threw it. I don't know what went wrong. It hit low. It didn't stick, but it bounced back towards you, and I thought you were going to catch it in your hand. It was so close, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome and dangerous. I love everything about it.
Since it was just me and my dad, it's lanes of two, so there's two people throwing at the same time.
Correct.
We never had to stand behind the counter while anyone threw.
Right.
Some of those people, the one lady was taking a step back when she was throwing.
Uh-huh.
That axe got real close to your face, and if somebody slips while throwing it from over back, like over your head, that axe is going to go at you.
Yep. That's why you sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for, like, to hear on the news.
Somebody lost an arm.
Some stupid... It's going to be some teenager kids.
Yeah.
Now who's the old
cranial
person.
Cranial damage.
Yeah, an axe actually stuck in their head.
Yeah.
I think you're more likely to get somebody, like, hitting their leg.
Yeah.
You know, like an axe in thigh. Ooh. 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 Hoo-ah. So happy birthdays to both of you.
Thanks.
I love you both. One of you more than the other, but I won't tell you.
And happy pre-birthday to you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. By the time this goes up, it might happen. It shouldn't have. But thank you. Yeah, I was hatched in August.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You escaped in August.
I escaped. Yep. The Eisners happened. And you know I love the Eisner Awards.
Because our boy always gets nominated, but always gets shafted.
Yeah, why'd you shaft Kyle Starks again?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Why, Eisners? Stop shafting our boy.
Yeah, as a comic book store employee, I was able to vote. And I voted for you, Kyle, so don't worry. That didn't work, but, like, don't worry. I voted for you. I'm starting groundswell for next year when Mars Attacks gets nominated. It was a good cat. The only thing I didn't want for best humor he was nominated for, best humor publication... Tom King got nominated for his DC Elmer Fudd Batman thing, and while that's a great book, I did not want it to be something like Kyle that did 10 issues or whatever for Rock Candy Mountain. 8 issues? I forget off the top of my head. But, like, yeah.
That was awesome.
It was really good, and I'm like, you deserve to win. You clearly poured your heart into this.
Mm-hmm.
So...
His hobo knowledge on point.
Man.
So much hobo research.
So much. I wouldn't doubt that he was down by the tracks, figuring it out, riding the rails for like a week. I'm going to be at this Comic-Con, honey. No, he's riding the rails. He doesn't know where he is. He's eating shoelace chili, figuring out the world. But what was interesting about this year's Eisners, a couple things. Monstrous, which is a book that doesn't do super great in my store, was nominated for 5 Eisners, as well as a new book, My Favorite Thing is Monsters, also nominated for 5. And that was a first-time writer. She was Emil Ferris, I think her name is. I don't have it written down in front of me. She, it's her first book. She wrote it, drew it, all of that, and got nominated all these times. And they both won, like, 4 out of their 5.
That's impressive.
Yeah, crazy.
So it was ladies' night.
Right, and Marjorie Liu, who is the writer for Monstrous, is the first woman to tie. She tied with Tom King. They actually tied. Best writer. So she's the first woman to ever win best writer, which is cool. And Sana Takeda is the cover artist. She won best cover artist, best painter, multimedia book for Monstrous. My favorite thing is Monsters. Like I said, this is an older woman doing her first book ever, and she got best writer / artist, best coloring. Like, best coloring?
Mm-hmm.
You meet all these professional colorists? It's insane. Best Graphic Album. So that was kind of interesting. I thought that was cool. But, I mean, they won so many awards, these books, and I don't know. I guess I better stock up on them.
Yeah.
Do the Eisners play a big part in book selling?
I think so. I think if you see the Eisner seal on a book, you're more likely to say you want to check it out.
Yeah.
Brian K. Vaughan has won so many of them. I think Meltzer has won in the past. Like, people you know, people you like, all have won these Eisners. I think they like Kyle. I think they keep nominating him. They recognize his genius. I don't know. I don't know how zany he needs to get. He's going to hurt himself if you don't let him win soon.
So, we recently saw, for an idea of when this podcast was recorded, we recently saw Equalizer 2.
Ah, yes.
And I enjoyed it. I don't think it was as good as the first one. But the first one, I didn't know what I was expecting. And it was kind of great. It's got Denzel. Denzel's great.
Denzel!
I don't know, what is...
Yeah, just Denzel being a badass. Like,
it's all you ever wanted.
That's just, that's it. Don't go in expecting anything more than that.
I have seen a bunch of movies as of late, too. But why don't you talk about the other movie you've seen recently?
Oh, yeah!
We just rented Justice League.
Yeah.
Like just now.
I think we talked about it last year, mm-hmm. where we got really, really drunk and watched Batman vs. Superman.
We were very drunk.
I don't remember watching it. I don't remember the movie.
You were so angry, though.
I know. I've been told by everyone that I was angry and I shouldn't watch it again. I wish I didn't remember watching this. Olivia was lucky enough to fall asleep about 15 minutes into the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, nah, F this, and I just closed my eyes.
That movie was hot garbage.
Ooh.
Like a steaming pile of trash. Aquaman's contacts really bothered Olivia.
I saw it was like contact lenses. It's like, well, it's like that could have been any other shade of blue.
Really. You could tell the scenes that Joss Whedon directed because they all had color in them. It wasn't muted shades of black and darkness that you get from Zack Snyder. Ezra Miller was complete garbage as Barry. That's not his fault. That's how they wrote Barry, to not understand how to interact with human beings on any level.
That's terrible.
It's just bad. Like, really, really bad.
So I still haven't seen Justice League, and I'm going to make sure I watch it just to see if I can be as grumpy as you are on it.
I did come up with an idea prior to seeing this,
mm-hmm.
that I think if Wonder Woman 1984, is that what 2 is called? I believe Wonder Woman 1984, I think it's what the second Wonder Woman's called.
I think so.
Is good. What the DCEU should do is just put Patty Jenkins in charge of that universe.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because the first Wonder Woman movie was really good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I really liked it. It was still like, had like dark tones to it and like that same muted Zack Snyder color. But the story was good. It was acted well, written well, and I think all the characters fit for like who they were. So I think if this one's good, just get rid of everyone else and let her just have the focus. Because I think that's what's helped Marvel. Mm-hmm. So much as it's just been one guy, like, this is the direction we're going. And everyone just sort of plays off that. I feel like DC has it like, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. And nobody has, like, a clear goal that they're getting to. So put somebody in it.
Well, they're going to try Geoff Johns, correct?
Yeah, so he got demoted so he could focus more on fixing it. He's no longer, like, the COO or whatever of the company.
That's weird.
He stepped down so he could focus more on writing the movies and stuff like that.
What a class act.
Geoff Johns, save us.
I mean, he's only one man.
But what a man, you know what I'm saying?
And if nobody listens to him, what does it matter, right?
Yeah.
It's true. So I've been to the theater twice as of late, which is unusual for me. And with a Marvel movie being in the theater, being Ant-Man and Wasp, that I still haven't seen, for me to go to the theater twice and not see that movie means I was drugged to the movie theater. And the first movie I saw was the Skyscraper movie with The Rock, because my mother wanted to see it.
I'm sure it wasn't good, but it was probably fun.
It was fun. If you just turn your brain off a little bit, it's fine. You just say, okay, they're immune. They can't die of smoke inhalation. It's just not possible in this universe, and we keep going.
Yeah.
It was way more fun than it should have been. I don't think it should be crapped on as badly. It's clearly not good, but you're going into that movie knowing The Rock's fighting a building, basically, and just, you know what you're getting. Why are you expecting gold from this?
Mm-hmm.
But my mother wanted to see it, and I think it's because she's finally ready to let go of Mel Gibson, and Harrison Ford as her her icon, her man, her boy toy, her squeeze. I think it's Rocky's turn. I think Dwayne's getting it.
Way to go, Tim's mom.
Good for you. Sorry, Dad. oh, and the other movie I saw was Incredibles 2. My son wanted to see it because he loved the Incredibles movie. And, God, it was like 15 years ago when that came out. So he was the perfect age for the first one.
Right.
And I enjoyed the Incredibles. So the second one, also really good. Tonally, it's a little different. But the characters just get better and better. The kids have a lot more growth since they're superheroes the whole time and whatnot. Bob Odenkirk is in it. He's really good. And anytime Craig T. Nelson gets work, I am happy. So that's like a rule of thumb. If I can hire you, Craig T. Nelson, I will. Let me know. And yeah, so that was good too. And then I watched Jack Frost 2, which...
the same night I watched Justice League.
Yeah, we were debating who was watching the better movie. And
Tim was.
I think I won. I can confirm later once I watch Justice League. But Jack Frost is like this cult classic horror movie, the original one anyways, from the 90s. This is its sequel. It is so much worse than the first one. The first one is actually kind of funny and fun to watch. It has Shannon Elizabeth in it before she was known.
Yeah.
And she has a great death scene. Spoilers. And this one, I don't know where the budget went. But it looked awful. It looked so god-awful. And it was nowhere near as much fun. So I don't recommend it. Don't ever watch it. Watch the first one twice, but don't watch this one. Because it was not fun. It was not good.
We saw Ant-Man and the Wasp.
What'd you think?
It was good. I don't think it was as good as the first Ant-Man. But it's just like, it's what you expect out of a Marvel movie. Like, if you liked every other Marvel movie that's come out, you'll like this one.
Or, like, if you've seen every other Marvel movie, just keep seeing them.
Right.
Because they haven't stalled out yet.
Right. They will. But not yet.
I know a lot of people were giving it crap for not being Avengers.
Why did they want it to be?
Right. Like, I'm glad it was different than that.
And it was, like, a more lighthearted movie, which is what they wanted to release after Infinity War. Was
right.
Such a down movie.
This movie does take place before Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
And they addressed that in the post-credit scenes.
Okay.
And everything. But, I mean, I think it was fine. If you've already seen 20 Marvel movies, what's the 21st movie?
Has it been that many already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Yeah. It's crazy.
I wonder if I missed any. Now I gotta think. I think I've seen them all. Except for Ant-Man that just came out.
I think, definitely seen them all.
Yep. In the theaters.
And what, that, like 10 years?
We're gonna have to make our list. I know we did it once on Twitter, but we should make our lists and then get everybody else that's been on the podcast to do it and then make a definitive Capes and Scows list. We'll average all the numbers together.
Like what Superliminal Films did?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll steal from them. They're good guys.
We'll steal their lists.
No, not their lists.
Well,
we can average their lists in, I guess.
I mean, some of them have been on the podcast.
We need to get them back on.
Some of them I feel are very controversial picks. And
yeah.
I know they feel I had controversial picks.
And they're coming at it from a different point of view, because they're actually into the behind-the-scenes stuff that happens on films.
Yeah.
Good idea. Also, speaking of them, and one of Max's favorite movies is Monster Squad. I just rewatched that probably for the first time since the 80s. Have you ever seen Monster Squad?
No.
It is such a great 80s movie. It's definitely the kids go on an adventure style movie that Max loves. You know, all the Universal Monster characters come together and they're trying to take over the world, basically. And Dracula's a huge dick. And and it's like the kids are trying to stop him. And it's very Goonies-esque and whatnot. But like, I love the fact this movie was probably rated PG. But like, there are some gore scenes in this movie. And it's like, it makes me think of the Comics Code and different things like that. Because it's like, okay, a monster can have horrible, horrible things happen to it. Gruesome, blood everywhere. But a kid, no, absolutely not. A human, absolutely not. So the 80s were a weird time. But like, this movie has some moments that I was just shocked by. Because it feels like a PG movie anyways. I should have looked it up beforehand. It feels like a PG movie, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, craziness. And I'm like, wow.
Have you gotten to finish Glow Season 2 or start?
Yes, I finished Glow Season 2.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I really liked it.
Did you like Chavo's cameo?
Chavo's great and everything. Chavito, you're the best. Chavo is the best.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the third season.
That's great.
Like, I really enjoyed this one.
If you watch the documentary that's on Netflix about Glow, I think it was Hector Guerrero trained the girls.
Okay.
Of the original Glow. I think it was Hector. Was it Gory? It was one of them. There's a lot of Guerreros, okay? Leave me alone.
It's a big family.
It's a big family, and they all are a certain level of awesome. And then Eddie.
is on his own.
Well, Chavo Classic was really good for his time. But that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Watch it on the network, people.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the second season.
I like it. I like... Marc Maron is so good.
Yeah.
Just being himself, essentially.
Right. Because I know I asked you while watching it, like, how much of it do you think is acting and how much of it is just him being himself?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just him being himself.
I feel like he doesn't need a script. They're just like, here's some bullet points. He's like, all right, yeah, whatever, I got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, fill it in. They're going to speak lines at you, and you just make it up as you go along.
Yeah, you think I don't know how to act? Yeah, no, that's him. Yeah, perfect. You know, Glow is really good. I enjoy, and like I tell everybody, you don't have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy it.
It's, right.
I think it might make you like wrestling.
It might. The announcer, yeah. Man, his arc in that second season was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That was really surprising and good.
Bash,
yes, thank you.
Yeah, they alluded to his relationship with the guy that had AIDS.
Yep.
And they alluded to him having AIDS.
Right, very good.
That actor, Fabian, mm-hmm. was the character. That actor played young Picasso on National Geographic's season 2 of Genius.
Whoa.
Which, if you haven't watched Genius on National Geographic, it's awesome. The first season was Einstein. The second season was Picasso. They were both really good.
And Picasso's, what's his name?
Antonio Banderas.
Thank you.
Is the older.
That's awesome. Yeah, my wife was watching that the other day. She's really digging it. Every time I know who they are, but I always want to say Benicio del Toro. And I'm like, no, he's the other one.
The other Spanish guy.
The other thing I thought was interesting.
Well, they're my two favorite Spanish guys,
probably. The one woman that was an Einstein love interest, who was like the one that helped him figure out all the math equations, mm-hmm. was also one of Picasso's love interests. They got the same actress.
She gets around history, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
But the show's interesting. It's more of like a dramatic take on like these people.
Sure, yeah.
But like, I imagine most of the things that they hit on are accurate.
I just need a certain level of accuracy.
Right. Like, Picasso was definitely a painter.
Yeah.
Got it.
Perfect. Yeah. Why are you always covered in paint? It's
weird.
It's weird for you, a dock worker, to always be covered with paint. I think it'd wash off. I have a press pass to go to Keystone when that comes around, so I'll be visiting all you creators out there, and I'll be like, hey, plug our channel and say that we suck.
But if you do say that, that's fine.
It's a thing. It happens occasionally.
You at least plugged it.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. But yeah, I'll be going. Also, I wanted to congratulate Paul from Team Ashen. Because his channel has been doing crazy good.
Right, they're really close to getting monetized again.
They're going to be monetized again very soon. They're very close.
Sucks.
YouTube really did everybody dirty. Like, they didn't give people who were, like, on the cusp a fair chance to make up what they needed.
Right, they were just like, fuck you!
And I get their point of view business-wise, but, you know, really scummy. I totally get it, but yeah, the way it happened, the time frame where you would have to make up what you're missing as far as content and hours and views and all that.
Right, for like a middle-of-the-road YouTube channel, it was not plausible for it to happen.
Right. So, congrats, Paul, and I love you, you big dumb idiot. And your channel's doing really good. I'm on his channel if you ever want to see some comic reviews. I do every Wednesday. We release the new Comic Book Day reviews, and I'm usually bitter and angry on there, like I am on here, and it's video, so you can see me be bitter and angry. They're recorded Tuesday night when I'm really angry and I just want to leave, and I've been at the store all day, so that's a nice little bonus. And yeah, it's gonna get monetized. You know what that means? I'm gonna get more coffee.
Anything that gives Tim coffee makes him happy.
That's a fact. Scientific fact.
Coffee, whiskey,
back into coffee.
and meat.
Yeah. I think I got the meat sweats right now. Also, we'll be having some interviews coming up on the channel. And if you're a creator and you want us to interview you, just let me know. CapesandScalesPodcast@gmail.com is the easiest way. As is my Twitter. You can DM me. They're open. @mad_dog_Tim.
We read things. We talk to people.
We do it. It happens. And I have fun interviewing people. I like our interview style of just being super casual, super carefree, and just, what do you want to talk about? What do you care about? What do you want to plug? You want to plug your stuff the whole time? That's fine. You want to tell me...
You want a bunch of softball questions?
Oh, man. We'll get them in there for you.
Where are
softball.
They for you?
This is T-ball, softball. Baby. You just got to swing.
This is a slow pitch.
Slow. Oh, so I've been reading Magic Order.
Okay,
have you read the second one yet?
I did not read the second one.
So I'm like a little torn on this because both issues have been good.
Right.
And that's,
it's a mini, I believe.
They're all minis from Millar. And
until
that,
they're not.
And then that scares me because I was done so dirty by Jupiter's Circle and Jupiter's Legacy Part 2. And like I'm starting to like this, but I just have this bad feeling like somebody's going to start jingling some keys.
Maybe.
And issues 4 and 5 are going to take a year to come out.
See, I was worried, too, knowing that he just did another Kingsman mini, and he had Kick-Ass come back as an ongoing, and I'm like, he'll never be able to do an ongoing. But he just wrote the first arc, and now I think it's Straczynski or somebody else is writing it. Or Lemire, somebody I like that's a bigger name, is writing Kick-Ass, starting with issue, like, 6, I guess. And maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's playing it smart.
But then I don't know if maybe he has to have these be good, since this is going to be coming out on Netflix.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe he just wants them in the loop.
But it's just kind of like, you get this stuff that's great. And like, all of Jupiter's Legacy Part 1 is great.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's great from beginning to end. Jupiter's Circle was not bad.
It wasn't necessary.
Right. It didn't fit into the story. It didn't continue the story. It was a prequel that didn't really tell you anything.
You didn't need it to advance the story. It didn't serve a purpose.
And then Jupiter's Legacy Part 2 was fine, but then it only ended up being 5 issues instead of 6. The 5th issue was like a double issue, but it like just tidied everything up so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, this is how I get out of this, this is how I get out of this, this is how I get out of this, and it's over. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of like a letdown. So it's like, I'm afraid Magic Order is going to let me down again.
Well, if you keep reading the issues and you like it, finish this one and never read a part 2.
Yeah.
Or let someone else read part 2, and someone you trust who has a similar opinion, and then only then do you dive in.
Yeah.
Trades are popular for a reason.
Right.
Yeah.
You get an idea of what has happened.
Right.
And the reviews.
Oh, yeah, so Wolverine's claws heat up now.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, like in...
That's what I said.
Like
dumb.
In Wolverine, the movie 2, where the sword heats up, his claws heat up now. Because he's not dead.
Because...
And he's out of
the hot adamantium is stronger than cold adamantium. That makes sense.
I think that's their way out of him being encased in adamantium is his claws heated up and melted it.
That's stupid.
So I had this really cool idea for Wolverine. Like, they needed to steal something from DC, but it wouldn't be the first time Marvel stolen something from DC.
And vice versa.
That where, like, you know, they leave Wolverine dead for a really long time.
Like 30 years? Real years?
Like, yeah. My was like a 15-year thing. 15, 20 years. But on, like, year 12... Tell some comic book artist, be like, hey, look, I know you're going to draw a filing cabinet somewhere. You need to just put 3 slashes in it. But make no mention of it. Have it be in, like, a war, like, a building that's just been destroyed. Just throw 3 slashes in it for us. Then wait, like, 2 months. Have another guy in a different book. Can you throw 3 slashes in that piece of concrete that's been destroyed? And then, like, have it show up a little bit more. It's like, oh, is he back? Who is it? Is it somebody else? But have nobody ever make mention of it. Then end, like, have one panel of a book at the end, last page, flip, full page, and he's just standing there.
Being stabbed from behind and dead again.
No, stabbing someone. Because he's been dead for 15 years.
I'm surprised they kept him dead this long.
But wouldn't that have been cool?
It's better than what we got. Heated claws. Heated claws.
Yeah.
They don't try sometimes.
This is one of those times.
I'm so sad. Speaking of sad, Nikolai Volkoff died.
Yeah, and Jerry Lawler's son.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, who was the other guy? There was another guy.
I didn't know who he was.
Oh, God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Something brown. Yeah, 3 wrestler deaths all in a row.
Yeah, it was, like, pretty much the same day, right?
Yeah, like, within hours, Christopher and Nikolai. It's a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Nikolai died of being old.
Good Frederick time. Brickhouse Brown
Seawright. Brown.
I imagine he was also just old.
Probably. Because he's a brick house and that song is very old.
Oh no, he was not old.
Oh no!
Oh, he had complications from cancer.
That's sad.
He was 50. He would have been 58.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate.
Condolences to the Brickhouse family.
I don't think, like, wrestlers really, like, they don't seem to live long.
Because they do too much to their body.
Yeah.
Especially back in the day, it was, you know, steroids and drugs combinations. Their body just would deteriorate, and, you know, 40 was old man for wrestling. I'm surprised Hogan's still around.
Right, unless you're, like, Flair or Terry Funk.
Where you had a body, but not like that.
Right, and you're somehow still alive.
Did you ever see a picture of Ric Flair when he's fat?
No.
He was 300 pounds.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's insane. You have to Google that when we're done.
I can't picture him being that big.
No, it's so distracting. I mean, he kind of looks like David Flair. Sorry, David Flair.
I know what that looks like, so then I don't need to look it up.
Yeah, you get an idea. Oh, and I wanted to mention some comics. There's a bunch of new series and miniseries that I think people should check out because they have promise. They could totally shit the bed, but I think right now these are books you could jump into and you might enjoy them. So I made a list. Before I do my list, is there any books that you guys have read that you're like, this is something cool?
I mean, Magic Order is cool, but you might get hurt by it.
Right. And you've been liking the Judge Dredd book, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's Judge Dredd. You get what you get.
You get justice.
I am the law.
Yeah.
So I picked The Weatherman from Image, which is the same people who did, or some of the same people involved with Shirtless Bear Fighter. But this is a more serious book. It's about a weatherman on, I think it's on Mars, I forget off the top of my head, which is terrible. But Earth has been destroyed for the most part, and it was this huge, massive event, and you find out that this TV weatherman is the cause of it. But he doesn't remember causing the Earth to blow up, and it kind of goes from there. You're like, well, did he do it? Did he not do it? How could he not know? And it's like this mystery unfolding, and he's a zany weatherman character. So he's like kind of like a silly character, but like it's super, super serious. And a lot of action and violence that would go with trying to take down the number one guy in the universe, most wanted. I've been enjoying that book, and it's not like Shirtless Bear Fighter, so please note that. That book is silly and fun.
I wish there was more Shirtless Bear Fighter.
Well, we'll get on it. We'll have them on. We'll have them on and we'll talk to them about doing more. There is a Shirtless Bear Fighter action figure.
Nice.
Does he have no pants?
One of them has no pants. There's a pants version and a pixelated version where his dong is a bunch of pixels.
I'm just going to go for a fact. The only one you should buy is the pixelated one.
Unless it's a two-pack.
Then throw the other one out.
Start carving off those pants.
Who wrote the Weatherman comic?
I believe his name is Jody Leha, something
okay.
like that. We'll fix it in post.
Sounds like from the plot, it sounds like something like Hickman would write. If it's like a mystery type of thing.
Sure. Yeah, that's Hickman-y for sure.
Yeah.
Hickman's awesome. He's still doing East of West, which I still love. Another book I picked was Multiple Man from Marvel. It's an X book, so that should shock everybody that I picked an X-Men book. But it's Rosenberg who's been on a tear as of late, and I really just like the character of Jamie Madrox. He's a very cool character. He's probably my favorite X-Man. The story has just been a lot of fun, where he had been dead from M-Day, he was erased or whatever, and somehow he's still alive. They explain that in the first issue, and then he has this great incident with Bishop. I am not an X guy, so if I'm telling you to read an X book, read it. It's a mini, I think it's 5 issues, it's been very good. And I want to talk about another X book. Mr. and Mrs. X, which is Rogue and Gambit, which had recently tied the knot. Issue 1 is out as of this recording. Issue 2 is possibly out as of the time this goes up. And it's Kelly Thompson, who really loves Rogue, apparently. She had a great write-up at the end of Issue 1, which was a fun read. But if you enjoy the X-Men, this is kind of... I always feel, and one of the main reasons I don't like the X-Men too much, is they're great individual characters, but they're not necessarily the team I want. There's only been a handful of teams where I'm like, everybody on this team serves a purpose. Everybody on this team's pretty good. So that, like, I think individual characters, you can give me a Storm book and I'll love it. You can give me a Cyclops book and I'll love it. But giving me the team is questionable. So the two of them interacting, they're a new couple. There's hijinks. They might end up in space. But it's been... the first issue was great, actually. I like Kelly Thompson a lot. I don't know if I'm in ongoing, but I think a lot of the X fans will like it.
Mm-hmm.
I also picked Skyward, which is from Image, which is a weird story where Earth's gravity disappears or is limited, And if you don't have anti-gravity boots, or if you're not careful, you will just float away into space.
Oh.
And it's all about how that changes the world. People that are, like, our age, who, after the event, like, remember gravity, like, a lot of them freak out, and they have these boots to help them stay on the ground. Like, they can't float. They're afraid they're going to disappear into the sky. It focuses on a young girl who is, like, a courier, basically, which is a very dangerous job in this scenario.
Yeah.
You know, people try to rob the couriers, and it's just a very weird world, but it's pretty thoughtfully done. So I really enjoyed that book. And I have one more book. It is another Marvel book, believe it or not. Infinity Prime is their new event. Now, this is probably going to turn out to be total garbage, but it is a Marvel space story, which I enjoy, and it involves Thanos is there, Warlock is going to be there, Doctor Strange is there. It's all these things that you saw in Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity War. These are the things. They're setting it up. The gauntlet's there. The stones are... Everybody's got a stone. So shit is going to go down. In issue one, craziness happens. Now, of course, it means nothing until the series is done because everything gets reversed with these stones around. But let's pretend that it could stick. Craziness happens in issue one. It's worth picking up to see where it goes. Because even if something gets reversed, this big crazy thing, there's a chance other little things will stick. And the universe will probably change coming out of this event. So I think it's worth checking out. There is a new character, or presumably a new character. They're cloaked and covered. We don't really know who they are as of this recording. And I think it's a good jumping on point if you want to get back into Marvel and see what they're doing. And I do think, I did say this on the Team Ashen site, I said, I think this will read really well as a trade, as opposed to the issues. So if you might want to just get the issues and binge it, because it focuses on several characters, and I feel like the next issue is going to focus on a different set, because every stone is a different character.
Mm-hmm.
The best one being Turk, the low-level hood from the Netflix series has one of the stones, which is fantastic. So yeah, that's what I think. Check them out, or don't. Who cares?
Thanks, Tim.
Hey!
And that's about all I got. You guys got anything else you want to throw in?
Are you enjoying your special bottle of whiskey?
This is very good. This is Dad's hat, right?
Yeah, they're Bottle and Bond. That's the whiskey bottle I bought, and I'm pretty sure I talked about it on the podcast a while ago, where my car broke down on my way to get it.
And when you finally got there, they hooked you up.
Well, yeah, I tweeted at them that my car broke down on my way to get there, and they said they'd save a bottle for me. So we drove up on a Monday morning, picked it up, and the person asked if they could help me. I was like, I'm the kid whose car broke down. And the guy was like, that sucks. Would you like to try some? 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I would.
Exactly.
I highly recommend, of course, if you're not in our area, you can't go to them, but, like, do tastings, learn about, it's very interesting.
Yeah, like...
I've done several. And
tasting, mm-hmm. tours, brewery tours, distillery yeah. tours, they're all just fun.
Right, I'm not saying become this horrible alcoholic, but, you know, if you plan an evening around it, it's a fun little addition, you know, to, hey, let's go mini-golfing and go to this thing, let's go to the movies and then go to this, it's fun.
Right, and a lot of them are, like, local people.
Right.
That, like, want to get to, like, we went to one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows when that time is from when it goes up.
Sure.
To
tiny little town in
the middle of nowhere.
Southern New Jersey, Salem County.
Yeah, we went to the Pine Tavern Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the guy was super nice. They, on Friday nights, do whiskey and cigar night and have a food truck.
That's awesome.
So you go get your cocktails or whatever. They have a cigar store that's from Swedesboro there.
Nice.
To supply everything, and a food truck, so you can hang out, eat, drink, and have a good time. The guy was really nice and accommodating. We got to try everything they offer. It's just, like, a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
So I think the moral of the story is, go have fun, people. Don't be so uptight, get the stick out of your ass, and go have fun.
And the tours and tastings are usually not that expensive. Like, the Dad's Hat tour, if you're in the greater Philadelphia area, mm-hmm. is $10, and you get to sample everything they have.
Yeah, it's a really good value. That was a very fun tour.
Like, we went and we got to try, like, 8 things.
Yeah.
I drank right out of the still.
That was cool.
So it's like, mm-hmm. you can't beat it. And, like, now we've gotten to meet some of the, like, owners that Olivia and I have at, like, different restaurant events. Like, in the area that I've, like, they've hosted, and the owners have come down, and they chat with you. The one owner remembers, like, knows who I am. And, like, that's just, it makes you feel like
they care.
Until you hit that point where you're the local celebrity.
Right. So, yeah, check them out. They're just a good time.
Have fun, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much sad, so have fun.
Too much sad, so have fun.
I think Cliff made like a 360, or no, a 180.
Whoa.
No, I'm still pretty bitter and miserable. Are you at least a 4 now instead of a 3?
Oh, so you did make a 360.
Yeah. I'd say I got 3 1/4. 3 3/4.
That's fine. We did something.
I had a glass of whiskey while I was sitting here.
Oh, the whiskey did it, not us?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'll make love to you like you want me to.
I'm a 3 1/2.
And I hold you.
I heard that about you.
All through the night, I'll make love to you. Goodbye, everyone. I swear.
By the moon and the stars.